There's finally some optimism in Yemen this morning with a ceasefire due to begin in the prolonged conflict. It's a limited peace, only in the port city of Hodeidah, and some observers are not only doubtful it will hold, they're wondering if it will begin. Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey reports.
The news from Yemen has been so grim for so long that locals take heart from even the faintest glimmer of hope. A temporary peace deal between the warring sides is due to start this morning in one of Yemen's battlegrounds, the main port of Hodeidah. The whole Yemeni people are optimistic and hopeful that the war will stop, says one Hodeidah resident, Mohammed Hussein. We're hopeful that the ceasefire in Hodeidah will stop the airstrikes and the aggression and that life returns to what it was like. The peace deal was struck during talks last week in Sweden. It's the most positive development in nearly 4 years of fighting between rebels backed by Iran and government forces supported by Saudi Arabia. Another Hodeidah resident, Nabil al-Baidani, says this war is being fueled from outside Yemen. We are full of hope after the discussions that took place in Stockholm. But those with mysterious interests must lift their hands and let go so that people can have their say. The people want to move forward. The people want daily food. They're dreaming of having three meals. We've suffered for so long. This is a made-up war. There's no guarantee the fighting will stop, despite the agreement. The last couple of days have been bad, says Oxfam's Dina El-Mahmoun, who is based in Yemen.
Yes, it is true that while the Sweden talks were taking place, there was a lull in the fighting, but actually, since a few days ago, fighting has escalated around different parts of Hodeidah. You know, what we are seeing at the moment is at least, and this is welcome, that there are steps taken. Hopefully concessions and more concessions will be made in order to reach peace. So we're hoping that we are now closer to peace than we have been before.
The Lowy Institute's Roger Shanahan doubts this ceasefire will hold for long.
And oftentimes the first time you have a ceasefire is not a permanent ceasefire, but this one's unusual in that there's certainly a change in the dynamics in the US. The issue of US support for the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen, hadn't been a front order issue because there were high priority issues, Syria, Iraq against Islamic State, but as those ones have been, those ones are now on the back burner to a degree because Islamic State has been effectively defeated on the battlefield. The US political leadership's focus is being drawn more towards Yemen.
There is, finally, increasing pressure from the United States on Saudi Arabia to end its role in the war. Overnight, the US Senate backed a resolution calling for the withdrawal of US support for the Saudi-led coalition.
That's Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.